I can't believe this room, my best friend Rachel Robinson said. She came over the second she got home from music camp. We shrieked when we saw each other. Dad says he doesn't understand why girls have to shriek like that. There's no way I can explain it to him. Rachel must have grown another 2 inches over the summer because when Mom hugged her, Rachel was taller. She'll probably be the tallest girl in seventh grade. I've never seen so many posters. Rachel stood in the middle of my room, shaking her head. When she noticed Benjamin Moore, she asked, How come that one's on your ceiling? Lie down, I said. Not now. Yes, now, I pushed her toward the bed. It's the only way you can really see him. Rachel shoved an armload of stuffed animals out of the way and lay down. I flopped beside her. Isn't he cute? Yeah, he is. My mother calls him a hunk. Rachel laughed. You know what I call him? What? Benjamin Moore. Benjamin Moore? Rachel said, propping herself up on one elbow. Isn't that a brand of paint? Yes, but I love the name. Rachel tossed a stuffed monkey at me. You are so bizarre, Steph. I knew she meant that as a compliment. Is that the bee sting necklace? Rachel asked, reaching over to touch the locket around my neck. As she did, her hair, which is curly and reddish brown, brushed against my arm. Can I see how it works? Sure. I stepped on a bee in July while I was at Girl Scout camp and had an allergic reaction to its sting. The camp nurse had to revive me because I went into shock. The doctor said from now on I've got to carry pills with me in case I get stung again. They're small and blue. I hope I never have to take them. I'm not the greatest at swallowing pills. When I got back from camp, Gran Lola, my grandmother, gave me this necklace. I'd written all about it to Rachel. I opened the small gold heart. See, I said, showing it to her. Instead of a place for a picture inside, there's room for 3 pills. Rachel touched them. What did it feel like to be in shock? I don't remember. I think I felt dizzy. Then everything went black. Promise you'll always wear the necklace, Rachel said, just in case. I promise. Good. She closed the heart. Now, what about those cartons? She asked, pointing across the room. When are you going to unpack them? Soon. I'll help you do it now. That's okay, I told her. You've got to get organized before school starts, Steph. She crossed the room and kneeled in front of the biggest carton. Books, she said. You want to arrange them by subject or author? This isn't a library, I said. It's a bedroom. I know, but as long as we're doing it, we might as well do it right. I don't need to have my books arranged in any special order, I said. But how will you find them? I recognize them by their color. Rachel laughed. You're hopeless. Later, I walked Rachel home. It's funny, because when I first heard we were going to move, I cried my eyes out. Then, when my parents told me we were moving to Palfrey's Pond, I couldn't believe how lucky I was, since that's where Rachel lives. Now, besides being best friends, we'll also be neighbors. And moving just a few blocks away really isn't like moving at all. I think the only reason we moved is that our house needed a new roof, and Mom and Dad just about passed out when they learned what it would cost. The houses at Palfrey's Pond are scattered all around, not lined up in a row like on a regular street. They're supposed to look old, like the houses in a colonial village. Rachel's is on the other side of the pond. When we got there, she said, Now I'll walk you home. I looked at her and we both laughed. When we got back to my house, I said, Now I'll walk you. Then Rachel walked me home, then I walked her, then she walked me. We managed to walk each other home 9 times before Mom called me inside.